Welcome to podcast episode 1 of A Journey Through New York City Religion. Today, we will be talking about Holy Fire Dynamic Church, a Ghanaian church that celebrates its joys in the indigenous African language of Akan. There are an estimate of 1,500 languages spoken in all of Africa. According to the U.S. Library of Congress, more than 100 languages and dialects are spoken in Ghana alone. Akan, Ga, and Uyi are the most important Kawa languages spoken in the south. The Kawa group is spoken by approximately 75% of the country's population. Three subdivisions of the Gur branch, Mol Gabon, Gursi, and Gurma, dominate the northern regions. A Journey Through New York City Religions encountered one of Ghana's principal indigenous languages, Akan, in Holy Fire Dynamic World International Church in the East Tremont section of Central Bronx. The church's colorful banner swung in the wind on the top level of a low-rise commercial strip. Preparing the way to the sanctuary was an open door and a narrow carpeted staircase leading to the second floor. The music was loud enough to be heard on the sidewalk. Service was in session when I arrived, and I was warmly welcomed by smiling members. Chris is a dark-skinned man in his early to mid-30s with a gentle presence and diligent attitude. He served as an usher for the church for 5 years and enjoyed organizing members into appropriate seats. He used a hand gesture to relay my row and took his job seriously. Some of the members there didn't know each other. He placed me next to a couple of people who looked like they came alone. How did you become involved with this church?
Somebody introduced to me about how God is using the man of God over here. So one day, I happened to meet the man of God, and he told me to come and see what is here. When I came here, from then, I've seen that indeed, my life, if I'm able to go on well, I need to. I'm alone here. I'm alone. I don't have mother, father, anybody. I'm alone here. But since from the day I joined this place, my life has been shaping spiritually and naturally.
Chris immigrated to the United States in 2005 from central Ghana. He was introduced to the church by a friend. Assistance from the church keeps Chris out of trouble. He doesn't have to sell drugs or steal necessities to live. He is aware that there are other newly immigrated Ghanaians who are not that lucky to have the assistance.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Africa, Ghana.
What made you come to the United States?
I came here in search of greener pastures, but when I came here, I've seen that without this set, I wouldn't have been able to stand on my ground. Who knows what would happen to me the next time when we come to the room, I'm dead. But that sustained me emotionally. It has helped me emotionally and also physically. Provision. Yeah.
Do you miss your family back home?
I'm at peace. And I feel at home over here. I'm telling you. If not this, there will be so many things. Maybe I would have even joined, maybe to go ahead. Do some bad stuff, maybe to sell the drugs and all those things to make the drugs. But because of this church, it has saved me to stand up on, to be faithful, to be a good citizen or a good immigrant to the nation.
This is an especially moving interview for me. I interviewed Chris in the coat room. He liked using his hands to emphasize his intensity and emotions regarding this message and experience with the church. A member walks in with the man she met in the subway and brought. She was wearing traditional African clothing, very colorful with bold tones of yellow, green, and red. Chris turned and said to me, "Who knows if this man thought about throwing himself into the subway to die today?" I found out later that the member's name is Sissy.
I just met him in the subway. I want him to bring him in the church.
Okay, can you sit down and meet you?
All right, right.
Thank you. And then you see what happened?
I asked Chris what kind of impact his church was making in the community. This is what he responded.
We care about the community that we are in, that they will grow up in a way that it will help the nation to uplift.
Southern Ghana is heavily influenced by Christian missionaries. The presence of Christian missionaries on the coast of Ghana has been dated to the arrival of the Portuguese in the 15th century. The unifying organization of Christians in the country is the Ghana Christian Council, founded in 1929. The council serves as a link with the World Council of Churches and other ecumenical bodies within the Ghana nation. The last 30 years have provided a new modern African diaspora. According to immigration figures, More Africans have arrived voluntarily since 1990 than the total number who traveled in chains prior to 1807, the year the U.S. outlawed international slave trafficking. New York State draws the most African immigrants out of any other state in America, with New York City being the most concentrated region. This makes New York City more than ever a mecca for ethnic and linguistic diversity. Now please sit back and enjoy a live solo song sang in Akan in Holy Fire Dynamic Church in the Bronx, brought to you by A Journey Through New York City Religions. Thank you for listening.
Hallelujah.